You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey, race fans, this is Ben De La Vega with today's Drag World Podcast for your Friday, November 24th, 2006. And the season's over for drag racing. However, it's just the beginning of the silly season, so hang on, it's going to be a bumpy ride. Now, even though it was a national holiday here in the United States, drag racing is still in the news, as NHRA Funny Car driver Ron Capps was the Grand Marshal for this year's Sun Bowl Parade right here in El Paso, Texas. Now, this particular parade kicks off the holiday season here in El Paso and readies everyone for the annual Brute Sun Bowl football game, which will be held in its 70th year and will be played on December 29th and will be on CBS Television Sports that day. Now, the Brute brand is locally owned by Helen of Troy of El Paso. Now, also in Funny Car News is the recent announcement made by Gary Densham, driver of the Race Bricks Nitro Funny Car, that he signed a deal with Evan Knoll and Torco Race Fuels, which will expand on the existing sponsorship that's already in place. So Densham will also be teammates with Mike Ashley and Top Fuel drivers Melanie Troxell and Morgan Lucas. Now, in IHRA News, AMS Staff Leasing has announced its rules revisions for 2007, and the biggest news in Pro Mod is that in order to keep the class interesting and unique to the spectators and fans, the use of post-1972 bodies will be prohibited, which will give a lot of parity to the class. Now, as some of you know, I also host the show American Nitro Thunder, which is mostly nostalgia drag racing, and I believe that this could also help the AA Gas Supercharge class. Now, in Top Fuel Dragster, David Powers Motorsports will be taking delivery of 3 Brad Hadman Top Fuel chassis this coming Monday. 2 will be for Whit Bazemore, and the 3rd will be a backup car for his teammate Hot Rod Fuller. Now, Bazemore will be making his Top Fuel debut at the 5th Annual Nitro Blast Off in Las Vegas, Nevada from January 19th through the 21st. Now, since this is the silly season in which innuendo is the key word, it said the Top Fuel driver Steve Torrance, who currently drives for Evan Knoll, was given permission to speak with David Powers Motorsports in order to discuss a potential driving job with the team. 3 Top Fuelers, let's see, more to come. Now, more from the rumor mill. Multiple sources have confirmed that Scotty Cannon will return to competition in 2007 behind the wheel of Evan Knoll's Top Fuel Dragster. The word is that he will run the full IHRA schedule with a few stops on the NHRA Tour, but no word as to yet as on who's going to tune the car, but most likely it'll be a current established runner, so we'll have more on this as it does develop. Also, multiple sources have indicated that NHRA Funny Car driver Mike Ashley will be making his long-awaited announcement regarding his future in the class during the first day of qualifying in Pomona. Now, this announcement is expected to detail his departure from Don Schumacher Racing, who has managed the team since this past July. And the popular rumor is that Ashley will field his own team with backing from Evan Knoll, and Knoll will dissolve his ownership of the Funny Car team. Talk about a powerful man with a lot of money. And this parting ways can be traced back to the disagreement that transpired between Knoll and Ashley with Schumacher in the last meet in Las Vegas. Now, the popular word has it that the 3rd Toyota flopper could join Scott Coletta and soon-to-be-announced Jerry Tolliver, that's right, in the search and development group. So if this story pans out, it could mean that at least one single Funny Car operation could have some partners to battle against the multi-car Ford, Mopar, and GM efforts. And expect a decision by this coming Monday from Don Schumacher as to whether he will keep Fast Jack Beckman in his record-setting Funny Car or move him to the Top Fuel class. And sources indicate that Schumacher is seriously torn as to which direction to go, but it's being said that the largest sticking point is that Schumacher is not keen on taking Beckman away from a crew that's performing really well as of late, not to mention the fact that the team just set a brand new world record. Aside from that, sources have confirmed that five-time top alcohol dragster championship team owner Jack O'Bannon will be announcing an expansion to include a second car, and joining Sean O'Bannon will be top alcohol funny car driven by a female driver, sponsored by Paul Mitchell Hair Care Products, a tequila company, and Torco, and this car will reportedly be tuned by Randy Anderson himself, so don't be surprised if this ride is a stepping stone into the fuel ranks. And that's going to be it for American Nitro Thunder, Drag World this week. If you're going to race this weekend, do me a favor, get out there and win. We'll see you guys on Monday. Take care. Thanks for listening.